Hey, this is Doug Benson, and you're listening to Mad Scientist Party Hour? That's always great when somebody does a bumper where they act like they're not aware of the show. My life.
Friends, and welcome back to another episode of Mad Scientist Party Hour. My name is Kevin Kraft, joined once again by a man whose pants and underwear got sucked off by an industrial vacuum, and now his boner is getting sucked off by his own right hand. That's Jeff Clark.
Hey, Bubinati. Good to see you and speak with you again.
And joining us via Game Boy camera, the bearded booger-eating 8-bit sprite known as Shuddy Boy.
Yo, brat, brat.
Oh, yeah. Brat, brat, indeed, gentlemen.
It's funny that you use the Game Boy camera in my intro this week as I spent time with Dom on Saturday as he continued his quest to find a Mario Paint mouse pad.
Ooh. By the way, speaking of Dominic, happy 311 day to you, Dom.
Yes, Dom. Huge. Happy 311 day, sir.
Happy 311 day, Dom.
Yeah, I know he celebrates privately, but just wanted to throw that out there for him. So, the Mario
16 years ago, him and I were in New Orleans for 311 on this very day. Seeing 311.
Did you get drunk and pissed off and threaten to take a bus ride back to Bethlehem?
No. I actually behaved very well on that trip.
Interesting.
Which is, I mean, compare when I say behaved well, Dom and I did not fight on that trip. We just spent it in a, it was probably one of the longest benders I've ever been on.
Nice.
Sick, dude.
I mean, that's a place to do it.
No hot dogs are dumb, right?
It's hard not to be on a bender when 2 o'clock in the afternoon you're walking into bars and they're giving you three drinks for the price of one.
New Orleans, they know how to party down there.
Oh my God. Man, yeah. I think I've come to the realization that my bender days are behind me.
Yeah, like the thought of doing that now makes me just I get warm mouth just thinking about it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I went and saw Municipal Waste on Tuesday, and for anybody who's familiar, they are they're party metal. You know, all their songs are about drinking and partying, and it's hard to go to one of their shows and not get fucked up. And I got fucked up, and I was like, you know what? I'm middle-aged now. I'm in my 40s. If I'm going to rage, I'm going to rage responsibly. Kind of like the three of us did, allegedly, that one time in Vegas, you know? We allegedly tried to go hard in the paint, at the same time taking into consideration feeling fine the next day, and it kind of worked, but this time
it did. Worked remarkably well.
I drank 4 bottles of water at the concert and then drank another bottle of water when I got home, and that did not help. I was hungover for like 2 days. So I don't think I can – my bender days, I'm no longer bending things.
Mm-mm. Nope. Agreed.
I cannot bend.
Actually, I think I could still go on a pretty sick bender if there weren't – if I don't have weed involved. Either – gets rid of my will to party, or just tires me.
Yeah.
I'm mellows me out too much.
I've kind of always been like that. Like if I smoke weed before I start drinking, I'm going to just be low energy. I'm going to drink slower and I'm not going to get fucked up. And if I get fucked up and then smoke, I get the spins and barf. There's been a handful
I'd rather
of times.
The latter.
There's been a handful of times in my life where I was able to cross the streams. I was able to get crossfaded and walk away unscathed, but those are few and far between.
There was a time that I only partied crossfaded.
Like, oh, yeah. I think I remember on my 21st birthday, I drank a shitload of beer and smoked a very, very large amount of weed. And I didn't get the spins. I didn't crash out. I didn't barf. I just fucking raged. But you know,
I mean,
that was almost half of a lifetime ago.
there were times that Mark Rooster and I would be at shows, and while the bands were playing, we'd be slamming beers, and then in between bands, we'd be out in my car, hot boxing, then go back in, slam beer, and just rinse and repeat between every band.
Man, that story is giving me a hangover. Yeah, can't do it anymore. It sucks.
What were we even?
On
How
like
did we even
a
get there?
3/11 day.
3/11 day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when
Shout out
I
to
like
Dom.
vacation, whether it be like New Orleans or Saratoga, well, I guess those are my two last vacations. I don't have weed in either one of those spots really. So I'm down to like kind of fucking party until whenever. You know?
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be the same next time I go traveling, whenever that may be.
Do you think Dominic and his lovely bride-to-be buy each other presents for 3/11 Day?
She better
I
buy
don't
him
know that she
presents.
celebrates 311 Day.
Here, I got you this brand new puka shell necklace. Aw, sweet. I got you this transistor. Well.
The red flag if she didn't celebrate.
I hate that you said puka shell necklaces.
Why?
I want
I'm bringing them
to.
back. I'm bringing them shits back. I got one in my
No,
dick.
stop it. I'm not. Nope. You've lost what I was gonna do. You're missing out. When Bradley was with
Right, go fuck yourself, Shuddy.
Tracy and her father
Wow,
this
dropping the
past
T word.
weekend, and they went through pictures, and he sent me a picture of me with bleached hair wearing puka shells.
Oof.
And now you don't get to see it.
Well,
Even though we were friends back then.
I can, since Shuddy Boy wants to be a petty bitch, I can share you guys a picture of myself and Dominic from probably longer than 20 years ago that I don't know where it showed up, how it showed up on my feed, but it reemerged and I was like, ooh. Bad choices were made. Bad fucking choices. Ah, you know what? I talked a big game and now I don't know where it is in my phone. Damn it, I suck ass. I can find it. I actually, you know what? In the meantime, I actually would like to hit you guys with something. Hold on, hold on.
Oh.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? What? Oh, ah!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's random brain question.
Okay, so this popped into my head over the weekend, and I asked Carl, and she said she didn't know. So I'm going to present it to you guys. If there was like 35, 40 feet of snowfall on the ground. Not like, you know, a pile made by a plow or anything like that. Just somewhere in the crazy north, they got 40 feet of snow. If you jumped out of a plane without a parachute and landed in it, would you survive?
I think it would have to depend on the snow and how high you jumped from. But I don't think, generally speaking, in a yes or no manner, that you would survive.
I kept my Slack open and I got a message and I looked at it. So I maybe I missed what you're saying. Was your random brain question, could you jump out of a plane and live if you landed in 30 to 40 feet of snow?
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot. Oh, no, of course not. Of course you couldn't live. What are you talking about? I mean, how far is the...
Whoa. Whoa. Look at it's Slim Shuddy.
I'm Slim yeah. Shuddy. Yes, I'm the real Shuddy.
Look at Mug Shoddy over here.
Oh, Shuddy boy, you dildo. Yeah.
Well done, man.
I can't find that fucking thing in my phone. God damn it.
That was peak 19-year-old Shuddy boy right there.
Wow. I don't even think I knew you then.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
Right around 19? Then is when we would have met.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. Because I was like, I think I was like freshly 18 when I started college. Yeef. Fucking yeef. So, Jeff, you think that's a stupid question?
Yeah.
You think that's for sure death?
Again, yes, how 100%.
High? What are we?
A yeah. fucking plane. I mean, you reach terminal velocity when you jump out of a plane.
Oh. As you I mean, say it, doesn't that feel like a stupid question?
No.
Terminal velocity. I mean, that sounds...
Planes can fly close to the ground. That is an option. Mountains are also quite high. So just because the plane is 3,000 feet in the air, you could only be 30 feet above the peak of the mountain you're jumping onto. There,
no,
high is not... Just saying airplane doesn't necessarily mean it's high.
It's high.
Yeah, I... Can you give us, like, how high are you talking? I guess, here, let me flip your random brain question back on you. What's the minimum altitude of a flight that you jumped out of that you think All right. you could live through?
I think height doesn't factor into it. Because, like, when you jump out of a plane, there's, like, I forget what it is, but there's a certain amount of feet that you fall where you just reach max speed. So, like, whether you jump out at 50,000 feet or 15,000 feet, you're still going to hit the ground at the same speed. So, like, there have been instances of people that have, their chutes fail, they hit the ground, like, the fucking straight-up ground, and they survive. There's not a lot of cases of that, but it has happened.
I wish you would have let Jeff try and explain terminal velocity.
Oh, you know what? We'll get Jeff to explain something else.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll make myself look stupid eventually. This isn't about me right now. This is about dumbass Kevin thinking he can jump out of a fucking plane and still live. One of LeBron James's old teammates told a story about how when they were on a team flight, LeBron James argued with the entire team that if the plane crashed, he could live because he would just grab every pillow on the plane. And when it was about to hit the ground, he would jump and land on the pillows.
See, that's two geniuses and... thinking the same.
I fucking forgot how many earrings you used to have.
Yeah, I found the picture. You could share that, Shuddy, if you want to fucking shame me. I mean... You shared your
like
shame.
On the Zoom?
Now you can share mine and Dominic's shame.
Yeah, people are going to have to go to YouTube for these.
A little present for our YouTube friends. Oh, boy. Okay, so I do think LeBron was pretty stupid there, but not me.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I was... worried about. I mean, we got.
I mean, look at mine. Look at mine and Dominic's bracelets. I've got.
No, I'm just saying the earrings.
Oh,
I mean, it's not good.
Somehow your municipal waste video is playing.
Oh, sweet. Let it ride, Shuddy. Let it ride. So, Shuddy, you think there's a chance of landing in 40 feet of snowfall and surviving?
Yes.
Jeff, you think there is zero chance.
It depends on the height of the jump.
Okay, let's just take the height out of it. Let's say if you're falling at terminal velocity and you hit 40 feet of snow, do you survive?
No, you absolutely do not survive.
Well, I would love to get the Puminati's thoughts on this because
I think there's a chance you survive, but it's more likely that you don't.
Okay.
Maybe I don't think it's recommended. Like, you don't try it with the expectation that you're going to survive. If you ever find yourself in that situation accidentally, you're hoping you're on the outer.
Yeah, I'm aiming for the snow. If there is any.
So we're just saying the fall, right?
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to be hurt and you're going to be stuck in a bunch of snow and then you gotta trek across the snow.
Jeff wants to make sure that we're not also including surviving the elements or the effects of any injuries that are caused. He's initially, we're just talking strictly the fall, whatever. People are not speculating on what happens after that.
It's ridiculous.
We're not saying you're not paralyzed. That's technically surviving the fall, but you're not surviving the fall.
I don't know. 40 feet of snow isn't a pillow. I guess it would have to be
40 feet of powder for it to have any effect, because at some point you're going to go through that soft layer of snow and hit ice. And that's where the problem is going to occur.
I think I would argue the problem would be falling out of the plane in the first place, but fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe what about this? What about if you jumped out of a plane with no parachutes and you landed in a tank that had 20 feet of marshmallows in it? 20 feet now.
I have a feeling if you're jumping out of a plane without a parachute for any reason, you are not trying to survive.
Or are you just trying to be a legend?
I mean, water is soft. You can jump from a very high distance and land in it, and it would break your fall, or you wouldn't die.
That is also not.
Yeah,
that's not true. Also,
what are you talking about? I have friends who jumped off of bridges into water, and they haven't died.
But that's okay. You can jump off a bridge into a vat and be fine.
Yeah, that depends on the bridge.
Be fine, right?
But if you can't jump out of a plane into water from 20,000 feet and be okay.
Jeff,
right.
What happens if you jump off the Golden Gate Bridge into water?
People have survived that, but you're probably dead.
Yeah.
We did.
Surface tension. But I don't think there's surface tension with snow.
I mean, there will be, as someone who spent a significant time on the slopes this year, like I'm qualified to answer that. Like,
I'm going to talk to Shuddy White. Choose where I sound stupid. I don't know fucking anything about surface tension. I don't know. Okay, fair enough.
But unless it is super light, fluffy snow, it is going to be hard.
Well, that's why I said like fresh snowfall, if it somehow snowed 40 feet.
Right, but it would have to be like light, dry snow, not heavy, wet snow that compacts.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there's no way you fall out of a plane and are alive. How am I the resident idiot of this fucking podcast?
I am. No. Jeff, we are not on that different of pages. I am saying for there to be any chance of survival, even rare, it needs to be fluffy snow. You can't, if it's hard, you're going to die immediately.
Do you think people could live if they jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge into fluffy snow? I guess if they can do that into water, then you would say,
if it's 40 probably, feet, right? and it cushions them, if it be like 40 feet of jumping into like an air mattress, like an airbag. That's how I'm envisioning 40 feet of fluffy snow.
Yeah, like kind of just like slowly breaks.
Almost like an airbag that slowly compresses as you slow down.
Yeah.
But if that's how it'll actually work with physics, I've never taken physics, so I highly doubt it, but I don't know for sure. This is all speculation. I'm on the plausible side of things. Jeff, you're on the no fucking way. Kevin's like, of course you're surviving.
No, I'm just confused.
I'm confused now.
Well, what did Carl say? What was Carl's response?
You better not ask her these kind of questions.
No, he said they were. He was talking about it with her. That's.
I think she said maybe. He might survive.
Okay. Which is what I'm saying. Maybe. There's a possibility. There's an outward chance.
Let's try it. Let's bust this myth.
I mean, we can change the Oscar punishment to that.
Great possible segue. Yeah,
I might be into that. I might be into that.
Next time you're flying, Kevin, just try to open one of the doors and give it a
shot. Next time you come east when you're over the Rockies, just kick the door open and hop out.
I will do that on Wednesday.
High mountains.
I'll do that.
Possible snow.
I'll do that on Wednesday.
Oh, that's the next time you're flying out, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Going to see some family.
What's on the docket? Are you going to Jersey?
No.
All right.
No. Florida.
I'm confused.
When
does your family move back to Jersey? I thought that already happened.
They did.
Only
my mom.
His mom did.
But my grandma lives down there, and she wants to see us, and like my mom, my sister, her husband, the baby had a trip planned. They invited me, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm in. In my corporate days, I said no to way too many chances to spend time with family, and thinking like, oh, well, this will just make me seem like a company man. I'm a real go-getter. They'll remember that next time raises come. Nope. They sure fucking won't.
Yeah.
In fact, all that'll get is fired twice, and now my fucking... now my dad's gone, and I missed out on tons of opportunities to have fucking, you know, memories with him. So that taught me a very poignant lesson that when I get an opportunity to see family, I'm going to fucking take it. But don't worry, we got all the bases covered. There's, you know, you still get your queef or no queef on Thursday. Still get a Kevin's Nerd Hole. We're going to do a What the Fuck Did I Just Watch?
Tomorrow, yep.
Boy, do I recommend people watching that piece of shit? Sometimes it's a chore. This one was a delight.
Oh, good. We're watching it. Draven and I are watching it with dinner tonight after we finish our shows. So.
Oh, boy. You're in for a treat.
We were at Q-Mart on Saturday. If I could have found it used on DVD or Blu-ray, I would have bought it, but I wasn't spending $15 on a new copy.
Nah, fuck that. Just watch it on the cock.
I'm gonna. That's where we're watching it.
We're talking about, of course, are we allowed to tease it, Shuddy?
Yeah, of course.
Leprechaun 4 in space.
St. Patrick's Day movie.
Holy shit. And if you're a member of the Movie Night with Kevin Patreon, the Big Lebowski episode drops on Friday. So lots of stuff coming out this week. Jeff, I feel like...
Yeah. What's up?
I feel like now that we're solving mysteries, we should solve one that came up during the Easter egg. So if you listen past the end theme on the audio version of the show, the audio podcast, you'll understand what we're talking about when the time comes. But I texted Shuddy and Jeff that there was a brownout, and I will be back on Zoom shortly, and I think Jeff was thrown for a bit of a tailspin with that one.
Shut up, little mama.
Wasn't so much as a tailspin as it wasn't sure it was something that he should say out loud.
Yeah, I
thought it was more like that was better served for pre-YouTube MSPH days.
Oh, you thought I was being racial.
I thought you were, yeah. I did. I thought you were being the racist piece of shit you always are off camera.
So, now that you know that it's not a race thing, what do you think a brownout is?
Well, I mean, Shuddy already told me, so.
Oh.
While you were in the middle of browning out.
Oh.
What do you remember it?
Not really. I, I'm from what I could gather, it's like essentially a region-wide like Super Nintendo reset of the internet.
No.
He's
so not the internet. Is it all of the power?
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only power that matters to me is the internet.
That is kind of what it is, though. Like, you know, the Super Nintendo had like the power rectangle on one side that you could do on and off, or the reset one that if you just flicked it up, it would just quickly reset the Super Nintendo. And that is kind of what happened. We were like in mid-conversation. The lights dimmed real quick for a split second, and I heard my oven go, meef. And then the two of you froze, and I was like, oh, okay. There goes the power.
How do you know it was a brownout? Because a brownout sounds like a coordinated move.
A blackout is when your power just goes out. A brownout is when it just like winks at you for a second. The power
literally never heard of that. Okay.
Dips low enough just to like, but it didn't kill the power to everything. So like the pre-Sonus, which anytime I turn it off, unplug it, or power goes out, I have to reconnect it to the laptop with a fucking USB cable. But
does the pre-Sonus have an AC adapter?
I think it does.
So that stores their. So the power, from my limited knowledge of what AC adapters do, it pulls the current from the outlet, and it has to go through the adapter to change into the power that the equipment needs. So there's.
I feel like my modem should have that. Those idiots.
So. If the power comes back on before it's all the power that's being converted is gone from the adapter, you won't lose power. So because it was quick.
All right, I'll take it. But yeah, I got booted off of Zoom. Let the guys know that there was a brownout. I'll be back on. And Jeff thought I was a racist.
That's a good summation of the situation.
I just have never heard of that's fair. That's accurate too. I just have never heard of a brownout. My parents just call them like a quick blackout, or that was a flicker or something.
Oh, Jeff, our internet queefed. Oh, thanks, guys.
was that an impression of my mom or my father?
Everybody you're related to.
I'm like. Like the nutty professor.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, the power queefed. Oh, thanks, Grandma.
I guess while it's on the top of my head, while I'm thinking about it, I should let the Puminati know we're going to be recording one day late next week. So just getting it out there ahead of time so nobody's checking their feed and they're confused. It's coming, just a day later. I have to do
good
some.
Good thing you reminded all them.
Yeah, and Jeff.
I knew. I was aware.
Carl and I are going to do some anniversary stuff.
It's wonderful. Do you have your plan, your game plan all organized already?
Not really, because she was like, let's go snowboarding. And I was like, no, because only I like
she
snowboarding.
She hates that.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, no. We're not going to use our anniversary to do something I want to do. We'll do something that we both want to do. And then we both forgot to make plans. I think we do have something planned. I think we might take in an aquarium or something. And I might take in some candies that make aquariums more fun beforehand.
Is that when you're going to propose?
No, and if it was, why would I spill the beans here? Shuddy boy, you fucking...
You want us there.
You fucking Nimrod.
Imagine I'm in the tank.
Yeah. Wait a second. That fucking...
Jeff and I swim down into the tank in scuba gear with the sign.
Paul's like, why is my mom, Jeff, and Shuddy in the tank?
Yeah. Why?
What's going on?
Why is Jeff dressed like a stingray and why is Shuddy Boy dressed like a mermaid? And why is my mom being eaten by a shark?
You know, I just wanted to tell you how much you mean to me. And
well, oh, I guess we should get on with it. You know, the Oscars were last night.
It happened. Oh yeah.
Things happened. I did not watch.
Do we want to talk about the Oscars? Oh, okay. We don't, I guess.
I don't know that I've ever fully watched the Oscars.
I used to watch Oscars every year. And then over the last 7-8 years, I've fallen out of love with the Oscars. I feel like the Hollywood industry has become douchier, or I have just changed how I feel about movies and Hollywood in general. And I've usually haven't watched it lately, but I watched it last night partially because the NBA has butt fucked me.
Did you want to see if anybody was going to get slapped?
Yeah, and I wanted to pay attention to the bets, and I was like, fuck it, I'll give it a shot. But neither one of you saw, right?
No.
Nope.
I feel like...
I went to the movies.
It was a pretty good show. I guess I have 3 TVs, and there are other things that I was watching at the same time, but it did kind of go by fast, I thought. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's monologue wasn't that sick, but whatever. Those things are becoming more and more like lemur the older we get. But Billie Eilish performed her song from Barbie. I don't remember it in Barbie, but it was good. Her performance was good. There was a couple of like interesting speeches or good speeches, I'll even say. And I thought the show itself wasn't terrible.
No, yeah, I'm not like opposed to it. I'm not like, ooh, those damn Oscars. It's just, they're long. And I really all I care about are the results. I just want to know the results, even when there's not a bottle of cow piss on the line. I just, you know, movies are my jam. And this is like the Super Bowl of movies. So I'm curious to see who snags the top awards. But it's just sometimes it goes on for too long. And while I'm watching it, it's like, yeah, I could be playing Final Fantasy right now.
Yep.
Or just watching a movie, which is what I did. I went to the theater, but
we'll talk about that after, right?
Yeah, they were showing. So I went to like the Century City Mall. Kind of, it's like a couple blocks from Nakatomi Plaza, which that will never get old. Every time I drive by Nakatomi Plaza, I say some sort of quote and. Carl is endlessly entertained by it every time. It has not gotten old. Welcome to the party, pal. But they had like in the lobby, or I guess in like kind of like the center of the mall, they had this massive screen showing the Oscars, and there were all these people just sitting on benches watching it. So I caught like a few minutes of it. I caught some banter between like Ryan Gosling talking shit to Emily Blunt about how Barbie rode Oppenheimer's coattails, and I thought that was pretty funny. But that was about it. That was pretty much the only thing I saw. So, as we do every year, we make our picks. We make about 9-10 or so picks. Whoever gets the least amount correct has to drink a bottle of cow piss this year. That is the punishment we landed on. So... let's go over the results. I had a lot of people texting me, so I think I know how this turned out.
I know how it turned out because I scored the whole thing while I was watching.
All right. Well,
but we'll go through it.
Yeah. All right. So let me see here. I found the winners tab here on IMD Boner. Okay. So we'll start down at the bottom of the list. Which I think so adapted screenplay, we all picked different things here and we all fucking missed because American Fiction won and Shuddy picked Barbie, Jeff picked Oppenheimer, and I picked Poor Things. So no points. No points.
That actually, the guy who wrote American Fiction, what's his name again?
It's like Extension Cord Jefferson.
Sure. He actually gave a great acceptance speech that would have gotten you jacked up. He was just talking about how Hollywood needs to give more young writers a try. And how instead of making one movie for $200 million, they should make 20 movies for $10
million. Hey, and Jeff, Kevin's over 40.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I would like it if he said writers of all ages.
I didn't mean like, I meant like just new writers. You're technically a new filmmaker.
Yeah.
That's all I mean.
I was making a joke at Kevin's expense about him not being young, Jeff.
Fair enough.
It wasn't anything that you said. It was a shot at Kevin.
I'm a little defensive today. I'm sorry. It was just funny that there was a round of applause when he said movies studios should start making 20 movies for $10 million instead of one movie for $200 million. And it's just like,
he's not wrong.
Ryan Gosling and Robert Downey Jr. clapping for that? It's like, you're not getting Robert Downey Jr. for $10 million. Like, you're not getting Ryan Gosling for $10 million. You know, yeah. Like all the people clapping at that, like the first six rows are like, fuck this guy.
You know why they were clapping? Because they're like, there's no way this is ever going to happen. So let's just humor this motherfucker so they don't look like dickheads.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Which one of you are going to take a pay cut for one of these indie movies?
All right, so the next category we picked was Best Original Screenplay. I went with my heart and picked The Holdovers. Jeff and Shuddy went with their brains and picked Anatomy of a Fall. And yes, a screenplay about Nazis doing chores won Best Original Screenplay. So that puts Jeff and Shuddy each on the board with a point.
Kevin, I wrote a Oscars Best Bets article for Outkick yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
And this was one of the three bets that I gave out. And one of the only three bets that I won.
Yeah. Sounds like the gardeners are having a celebration party in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, stop it, guys. You're going to make me kiss.
Jeff must not have the background noise filter on Zoom on. Because my dogs go nuts and you guys never hear them. But we're always hearing Jeff's butt plug.
Yeah.
I in fact, do have the Zoom background noise removal checked off.
They're just really reaming the shit out of Jeff's ass right now.
Yeah, they're working on the bushes inside my bedroom.
They're working on the bushes inside my pants.
I do need them weed whack. Good point.
All right, so the next category we made picks in was directing. I picked Poor Things, Yorgos Lanthimos. Jeff and Shuddy both picked Oppenheimer. And Jeff and Shuddy both got another point. Christopher Nolan. Getting his first Oscar. All right. What's next? Okay, so animated feature? Where the hell did that go? Well,
we all fucking struck out there.
We whiffed on that. Jeff and Shuddy picked Spider-Man. I picked Nimona. And as a big fan of Studio Ghibli and Miyazaki, I did not really like The Boy and the Heron. It was kind of boring and weird and didn't really hold my interest. And a lot of times that's all it takes to get an Oscar. So, yeah, The Boy and the Heron. One, that's a wash. No points. No points! And then actress in a supporting role.
Well, real quick, before we move on from Studio Ghibli, is there a world where you make Jeff watch one of those for Dragon Ball Queef?
Nah, I mean, it's like, it's basically Japanese Disney. You know, I don't even look at those films as anime, even though I think they do technically count. Yeah, I just don't think it would get any sort of a reaction out of Jeff other than, I don't really get it.
Thank you for sparing me.
Yeah. So for actress in a supporting role, all of us picked Divine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers, and she won. So another wash, but just because we all get a point. Actress, yeah. In...
I believe that might be the only point someone scores.
If I'm not mistaken. I think you are right, Shuddy. So actress in a leading role, Jeff and I went with our brains, thinking, you know, everybody's always screaming about how the Oscars, you know, they prioritize diversity over everything else. And it was like, all right, get a Native American in a lead nominated. It's almost like they have to give it to her. And they didn't. Jeff and I do not get a point. But Shuddy Boy, Emma Stone, gets her second Oscar for Poor Things.
Love a pick, Shuddy. I'm very impressed by that one. I did see some weird line movement in this category at a very sharp sports book known as Pinnacle. That actually had me second guessing whether or not I should give this out of the best bet. I ended up going forward based on the logic Kevin already mentioned and my feelings. And this was a losing bet for me. And the sharp book showing action was actually right.
Yeah. I mean,
I was very, very surprised.
I saw Killers of the Flower Moon. I saw Anatomy of the Fall. I saw Maestro and I saw Poor Things. I didn't see Nyan, which Annette Bening was nominated for. But I got to say, like, objectively, out of those four films, Emma Stone, she did crush it. I mean, she had as far as a role that shows your acting prowess, that's a fucking tough role. There's a lot of stuff to do. Not only that, but she's fucking, like, head-to-toe naked for about 40% of the movie. I mean, I feel like that's a deserved win. You know, Lily Gladstone was awesome. I know a lot of people are screaming that she was robbed, but Emma Stone, if you're looking at it objectively, that's a tough performance to beat. She killed it, and I should have.
What's a better movie? Because I didn't see Poor Things, and all the feedback that I'm getting from you, my lady, is that I should not waste my time.
Yeah, it's probably too weird for you. But, I mean, out of those four, I think I did like Poor Things the best.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, and then on to actor in a supporting role. We all picked Robert Downey Jr., so we all get a point. So, Shuddy, I did get two. Actor in a leading role, we all tripled up. We all mashed our wiener heads together on this one again. But we mashed our wieners on the wrong horse. We all picked Paul Giamatti, and it went to Cillian Murphy.
Yep. Another failing bet that I gave out. Very disappointed by that. The only underdog that I took. But I don't know. I didn't really like Holdovers as much as you did, Kevin. And I liked Oppenheimer a lot more the second time I watched it.
Yeah, I might need to give that a second watch because I did like Oppenheimer, but I was like, all right, that wasn't as... I thought there would be a little more. I thought it was going to really, you know, knock my socks off. And I was just like, all right, yep, there's another biopic. So, I don't know, maybe another viewing will bring me around on it. But so before we go into Best Picture, where selecting the correct one, a new wrinkle this year is you get 3 points. I picked The Holdovers because that was, out of those 10 movies, that was my favorite. Jeff and Shuddy went with the odds-on favorite, Oppenheimer, and it paid off. If it had gone to the holdovers, that would have been an outright L for Jeff and a tie between myself and Shuddy. Myself and Shuddy would have had 5. Jeff would have had 4. But, of course, the Academy, being a bunch of fucking basic bitches, had to go tickle the bungholes of the Nolan Brolins and give it to Oppenheimer. So Shuddy ends up with 8 points. Jeff ends up with 7. And I end up with fucking 2. Goddamn 2.
I was talking about this with Shuddy in the middle of your brownout, but I was sweating bullets at this point. Like when I got to the best picture and Al Pacino awkwardly announced it, just how badly my sports betting week went. Oppenheimer going into last night had -5,000 odds to win best picture, which has an implied win probability of 98%. And I was like, if there was ever a 2% chance, it would happen on this fucking week. I know it.
Yep.
And from playing like so much online poker, 2% isn't that unlikely. Like I've gotten fucked by odds of 2% or lower before. Like it's happened. It's possible. So I was so afraid at this point. Like before Pacino announced Oppenheimer, I was like, fuck me, dude. I'm going to lose this.
Because I have done some research, and I think I have found the brand of Gramutra we should purchase.
Is it the one with the least amount of fucking parasites in it?
Well, I'm going to show you this marketing material that they're using to advertise it, and then you can make your own decisions on.
Okay. I do have one quick question beforehand.
Yes.
Is it an American company? Because I have a feeling if I get deathly ill from this, there's no fucking way I'm going to be able to sue an Indian company.
It would appear so. But
is it by the Coca-Cola
company? Listen, I can't answer this question too specifically without taking the fun away.
Okay.
From what I'm about to show you.
Do your big reveal, Shuddy. What? They're trying to tell me this is fucking Gamutra is going to cure my AIDS?
First of all, just more importantly, look at all the misspellings on the thing.
Oh, yeah. Arthritis is just spelled arthritis.
Hypertension has 2 I's at the end.
No, that's because it's pronounced hypertension.
Diseases up top. Look at.
Oh my God.
You got obesity and cardiac disease, right, though?
God damn it. These motherfuckers can't even spell, and I'm trusting them to bottle cow piss that I'm going to drink.
Maybe they're so good at doing cow piss that's why they can't spell.
Dude, they fucking. Even that picture of the cow, they ripped that off. That's like from the dairy industry. That's a very famous picture of a cow. God damn it. I have a feeling that all those things that they misspelled that they say it's going to treat, it's going to give me. I'm going to get all those ailments.
Stock photo of these cows.
Cow urine can manage thyroid. Fuck, man. Is this on Amazon? What's the link to this?
This one is on eBay.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. All right, quick question. Do you think you can...
But that brand is offered at several places, as you can see.
Do you think...
That brand...
Shuddy, that I can write off cow piss on my taxes?
For this? Ooh. Yes, absolutely.
So it's
it just has to be drank... I believe it just has to be drank on the Patreon.
Well, that's going to piss some people off, Shuddy.
No, that's not true. Actually...
Because that's where the income is coming from.
I might. Sure. Yeah.
If YouTube was if we were making money off of YouTube, then that it would flow here too. But
we would like to.
Yeah, that would be.
We're down, YouTube, if you want to cut us a check.
I mean, I could drink the cow piss on Patreon, and then the next week air that footage on the free. You know what? Who fucking cares? It's a $20 bottle of cow piss. I don't really need to write it off. It's not going to make or break.
Yeah, you do. Do it. Fucking write it off, dog. Just take like a little swig on Patreon.
Look at this fucking thing. That just looks like someone pissed in a goddamn bottle. And put it. Fuck!
Yeah, there are some that I'm really trying to find the ones that least look the least suspect. Like
they all look suspect. This looks like scissor in cow piss form. Wait, what the fuck is cow? There's also a result for cow oopla. Cow oopla for puja pujan. Is this poop?
Oh, great, dude.
I'm not eating cow poop like, Oreos.
Like, I don't think we should purchase this one.
No. No. The one with the best-looking label, the most professional-looking label. See, that one right there, it says, cow urine distilled gamutra for drinking. That one's specifically made to be drinking.
Yeah, that's what this one also said that had the misspelled label. That's why I clicked on it.
Those sketch me out. I don't know if I want... If you can't spell disease, I'm not drinking your piss. Just general rule that everybody should abide by. That one's a little bit more expensive, but it looks more legit. It looks like I have a less chance of dying from it. God damn it. Fucking Oscars and your fucking predictable bullshit.
This is such a fun bet when you didn't think you were going to lose, huh, Kevin?
Well, even when I thought I was going to lose, it wasn't that bad when I thought it was just going to be a 5-hour energy. Now it's like a fucking 2-liter of piss. God damn it. What about that?
Yeah, dude.
Cow urine pills. It's still gamutra.
Yeah,
You're gonna play that game. We're gonna use the one that looks like it was bottled at home. If you're gonna play that game, Jeff and I will make the decision and have it shipped directly to you without your input, and then you can just Venmo us.
Don't fucking make us. Don't make us do that, Kevin.
All right. Wow. So the maximum dosage you're supposed to drink a day is 20 milliliters.
How much is in the bottle?
500.
Drinking cow urine is known to be harmful. So why do so many people consume it in India?
Yeah, we went over, I feel like we talked about this last week. I was like, I shouldn't have Googled this.
Oh my goodness.
If it's distilled, it's fine, I believe.
To treat illnesses, it is applied alone or in a mixture of milk, curd, ghee, and cow dung. These motherfuckers are making fucking piss and shit smoothies. Urine of a pregnant cow is considered special. It is claimed to contain special hormones and minerals. According to Ayurvedas, gamutra can cure leprosy, they led with leprosy, fevers, peptic ulcers, liver ailments, kidney disorders, asthma, certain allergies. Wouldn't that be crazy? I lose an Oscar bet and I no longer get the fucking itchy scratchies.
I mean,
psoriasis.
Crazier things would have happened.
Won. Anemia, would have won. Even cancer. Man, drinking cow piss doesn't fucking cure cancer. Come on.
It'll take care of your AIDS.
Well, that's a plus. The proponents claim
HIV.
About it curing diseases and cancer have no scientific backing.
That's shocking news.
What?
Oh! The Wikipedia page? You know, like those like old medieval drawings of like people getting tortured, and they're like those real detailed etchings. There's one of those of like a sick man being draped over the back end of a cow, so his head's hanging over its ass, and the thing is just pissing in his face. No!
Poor guy.
Fucking shit.
Hey, all Kevin. Right,
well, send me the link to that fucking distilled one.
Hey, Kevin, poor guy. I think the best thing to give you here is some advice that you gave to Jeff prior to your brownout when he was talking about the beating he took in his bets. And that was do better next time and you won't lose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got to do.
Whatever you were planning on picking, pick differently.
Well, that's not necessarily the case because Jeff is just betting on the wrong team and then the other team wins. There's like five teams in each category.
That's true.
It's tough, Shuddy. It's tough pickings. But, you know.
Yeah, it's much tougher to pick the Academy Awards than it is to bet on sports. You're right.
That's kind of like, maybe I should just take your strategy, Shuddy, like you do with Queef or No Queef and the Oscars and just watch ahead and get the answers ahead of time.
I definitely watched the Oscars ahead. You caught me.
Watching it 2 months in advance. See, these motherfuckers, this thing on Amazon, there's a vial of cow piss on Amazon. This is one of the pictures of it.
Mm.
It's a really sketchy label. It looks like a bottle of cough syrup, but it's piss. And then if you scroll down, there's this one. It's the same exact picture of the cow piss, but they put it in like a fucking concrete parking lot. Why I'm not drinking this Gamutra. Holy water for home temple. That's what it's listed as.
Gotta find the good Gamutra for you, man, buddy. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah, Shuddy just sent the link to this one. That's not the one, Shuddy. That's the one with all the spelling errors. Damn you.
Which one did you want then?
The other
That's
distilled
the one. Distilled
one.
For drinking.
The more expensive
one.
Oh,
you want the $32 one?
Yeah. This one, distilled drinking plants. That makes me think they're trying to word it in a way to help them out legally. Like, no, it's supposed to be drinking plants. You don't drink it yourself, you idiot. It's
so that 30, you want two bottles of it.
No!
That's what the $32 is. It's two bottles of it.
All right, well, if that's the safer piss to drink, I will buy two bottles of it. I'll do that.
Is it safer?
I trust it more.
What makes it safer?
I don't know. But let me look at this person's...
We haven't even researched... This one might have just as many...
I'm going to see if anybody's reviewing the cow piss that they're selling. The negative feedbacks. See, this people are saying that they paid, got charged, and it never shipped, and then the seller blocked them.
From which one?
The one that you sent me. The one that looks like a shampoo bottle, but it's piss.
Well, I mean, this one is coming from South Plainfield, New Jersey, so it's got to be legit.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'll drink New Jersey cow piss. I don't know where these
No, I mean, from. No, the cow piss is from India, but the company that is distributing is in New Jersey.
But this so much.
It's a two pack of 100 milliliters, so you could safely drink one of those completely and only be five times the daily recommended. I think that's fine. Instead of 25 times.
It's a great compromise, Shuddy.
Listen, maybe Carl will drink the other one with you in solidarity.
She said she's not going to make out with me for 2 weeks.
I got a similar warning from my lady when we discussed the Gamutra punishment.
Yeah. She said
I had to deal with something similar for the PP bong. Yep.
Man.
It's a miracle. Miracle any of us have gotten laid.
It truly is. God damn it. All right, I have to close Wikipedia. I just keep reading more and more. That's just making me sketched out. I'm just going to fucking drink this stuff, cross my fingers, and hope I live long enough to lose next year's Oscars punishment as well. How about next year's Oscars punishment is you have to eat an ice cream sundae until you barf. That's like such a stiff punishment, you guys.
Yeah, you go to fucking Olive Garden, eat all you can eat breadsticks until you puke.
All right, well,
would
whatever.
You rather wait, would you rather lungs. Eat a whole bag of raw onions
give
or
me the
drink
piss.
The gamutra?
Give me the piss.
Give me the piss. Give me the piss.
Yeah, much rather drink piss. Jeff, did you end up seeing Dune 2 on your Tuesday movie night discount?
I did. Yeah.
What were your thoughts? Did you enjoy it as much as the first one?
Yes. I thought it kicked ass. I thought it was really good. I was a big fan.
Interesting.
I'll give it a 4.5 dicks. I will suck 4.5 Timothy Chalamet dicks.
I'll suck 4.5 worm dicks.
Yeah, 2 of his, 1 worm, and I'll take Javier Bardem down for the other. Oh, wait, I got to find a half dick, don't I?
As you're sucking Javier Bardem, he's like, Lassim Al-Ghazim, or whatever that thing he keeps saying.
I'll jerk off Austin Butler just to complete the score. I just would tell the Puminati to go back and listen to your solid review of Dune, and I'll echo all your points. Thought
fair enough.
The director did a really good job of just like world building. I mean, obviously it's the sequel, and he already built the world that we're watching most of it.
Yeah, because you do get to see new planets and stuff.
Yeah, it's something that I just shouldn't like. I feel like, given my track record and my personal taste, but I don't know. I thought it was cool. I bought into it the first time that I watched it. I was jacked to go see it the second time. It gets good reviews. I like the cast, like the director. I thought it was well executed. You know, I'm excited for the third one, possibly. What would you, Chuddy, did you see this yet?
I did not see it yet. No.
Okay, let me phrase this in a non-spoilerly way. Who would you guys rather go on a date with? Florence Pugh or Zendaya?
I mean, I do think they are both super babes, but I got to go with Zendaya.
Fair enough.
And the only movies that I've seen Zendaya in are the Dune movies and the Spider-Man movies.
Same.
And like...
All I've seen her in is Dune. She, the movie for her, or the trailer for her next movie.
Oh yeah, that looks super horny.
Yeah, I think there's graphic nudity in it. And I played before Dune 2. I wonder if it's going to be her nude.
No way.
Would guess not.
No.
Why do you say no way?
Okay,
you're probably right. I just wonder.
A couple
Doesn't
reasons.
She get nude in Euphoria?
I don't think she does.
No,
I've never
she's
seen
like,
it.
My brother told me. My brother said she's the only girl that doesn't get nude there.
Man, they're fucking. I think they're. It's like a Ocean's 11 scenario where the gardeners are now using the weed whackers to drill through Jeff's wall to steal little mama. Like this, that is the most aggressive they've ever been. I think. Because she hasn't gotten naked in Euphoria, means like if you ever were, because since like apparently I've never watched an episode, but apparently everybody's naked in that show, and if you're the one person who doesn't get naked, you're probably just like, yeah, I just don't do nudity,
especially when it's not. I don't want like it's. She started doing that show before she was as much of a household name as she is now. So if she was likely to do nudity, it would have been in the early stages of that show.
Perhaps.
Than now.
But I also right? think...
Maybe she just didn't want to be nude in the same story Sydney Sweeney is nude in.
Yeah, that's like if...
it's like showering with the basketball team.
Yeah, if John Holmes whips his dick out at a party and they're like, all right, your turn, Kevin. He'd be like, nope, I am not showing you my penis. I am not following that act. But I also think that a lot of times now when they say graphic nudity, that means you're seeing a hog. You're seeing someone's, yeah, you're seeing someone's ding dong.
Because it's like a menage a trois, or like two tennis players are competing for Zendaya's love, and I think one of them is gonna pull their penis out, and that's what the graphic nudity is.
I think like, because they basically explain the plot of the movie in the trailer as when there are young up and coming tennis players, they have like a three-way one night, and then years pass and one of them is like in a committed relationship or married to Zendaya, and then out of nowhere the third guy from the threesome shows up and he's like, I'm gonna beat your ass and take your lady. That's at least what I gathered. So I'm gonna guess the graphic nudity is their fucking dickheads accidentally bonking into each other. Oh, oops, excuse me.
Sure, I want to see how you two have grown since we last hung out, both of you.
Yeah.
Pull them out.
You know, it's like when an elevator door opens up and you're waiting and like two people try to go in at the same time. Like, oh, oops, I'm sorry. No, you go ahead. That's their wieners. Wieners collide, yeah, and that granted it a graphic nudity thing.
I also saw the trailer for the new Twister movie with Glenn Powell.
Yeah,
he's got kind of that it factor, huh?
Yeah, and I have a feeling Glenn Powell is going to be one of those guys where, because I mean, he was awesome in fucking in Top Gun. He was awesome. But he does have that face. Like, man, you look like every motherfucker that beat me up in high school. I hate you. But he's probably going to win me over. He's going to win me over and be like, you handsome son of a bitch, you.
Yeah, but I almost called him Bradley Beal, but Bradley Cooper kind of has that face, and he leaned into it in Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah, he certainly did, yeah.
But, I mean, he started his career like that. But, I mean, Glenn Powell's still... I want to say newish, but you do a rom-com and Sydney Sweeney and Top Gun, it's like you're kind of covered blown, but
yeah, you're a dude.
He could kind of lean into that, and I can see him being like good in comedy as like a fucking, they kind of like what's his face in Step Brothers, Derek. Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Or he's a dickhead bad guy, like villain, but like he's kind of, you kind of like him.
Yeah, like Adam he's Scott. Part of the, he's good. He can play like the dickhead who bullies people, and then he can also play the nerd who gets bullied.
Yeah. It'd be tough for Powell to pull off nerd getting bullied.
Yeah.
Because he is like exceptionally good looking.
A Chad Powers show. He's writing and starring the Eli Manning.
That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, I sent it to you in our group chat. Glenn Powell and Michael Waldron are doing a comedy series for Hulu based on Chad Powers.
Oh, all right. Well, that's exciting. I think.
Kevin can't keep up with that. No. Anyways, saw the new trailer for Twister. It looks fucking sick.
It looks like the same movie.
Yeah, but with updated graphics and Glenn Powell.
Yeah, I mean, but otherwise it's just a remake. It's not a
well, I think
a
they are
or anything.
Yeah, I forget what they're calling it. They're like they're either not
Twisters.
Oh no, I know the title, but they're billing it. I forget if they're billing it as a reboot or a sequel, but like they have like put their foot down and said it's not one of them. They're like it's not a reboot or it's not a sequel. It's one of them. I don't know, but. There is a little bit of John Cooper crossover. Our second AD worked on Twisters, and the only reason we got her is because of the strike that like production of Twisters got shut down. And since we were union approved, we were able to get her immense talents, which was fucking awesome. So, you know, sometimes one person's misfortune can benefit another person. I didn't orchestrate it that way, but it was nice to get her as our second AD because she fucking ruled. And then got to go right back and finish Twisters. And I'm with you, Jeff. I think it does look kind of sick. I'm into that. I haven't seen Twister in a long time, but I hear the special effects are looking pretty rough these days. But
it's been a really long time since I've seen it.
Same.
The fucking gardeners are in my anal cavity. That's why I keep muting myself and going, ah, it's bad. It's real bad. It's starting to hurt.
Yeah, Jeff is getting his asshole obliterated right now.
Anyways, Dune 2 fucking kicked ass, I thought. I recommend to anyone who saw I recommend for anyone to go see it. Obviously, you should watch the first one before it, because you won't have any idea of what's going on.
Yeah,
in the second one. Like, you know, you need to watch the first one.
Yeah. I did see some comments last week when I gave it a good score. Like, all these people were just like, it was a steaming pile of shit. I fucking hated it.
On our podcast?
What?
Yeah, it's on the... there are a couple of comments on the YouTube page that Dune sucked.
Yeah. And right? It's like, I feel like every movie we bring up, every comment on the internet is like, ah, that movie sucked. Kevin's out of his mind. That movie sucked. And it's like, fuck, man. I'm real nervous, man. I'm going to put out John Cooper to my audience, and they think every movie sucks. They're going to fucking hate mine. Man, if you think Denis Villeneuve makes shitty movies, it's like, oh man, well, here's my effort with no budget. Ooh, shit.
Yeah, this guy who's made awesome movies gets $300 million. It sucks. And then there's yours.
Yeah, I might just give this a silent release, not even promote it. Fuck,
dude, I think you nailed it with the internet years ago when you talked about our Reddit page and how you don't read Reddit because it's all negative. Pretty much the internet is all Reddit now, or maybe it always was, but like, I don't know. And I'm also a little more jaded and cynical working in sports betting. Granted, I am on an epic cold streak right now, but whenever I'm red hot, no one says, hey, good work.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like people have actually, so that's not fair, but it's
few and far between. I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
It was like, 'cause there were times where, like, you know, I did work on the show. I obviously could tell, be like, man, that was a tough show to get through even working here. So I can't imagine anybody listening enjoyed it. And I would look on Reddit, and of course, people were just trashing the shit out of it. I'm like, all right, yeah, fine, fair enough. Yep, that was pretty boring. But then there would be days where we would just fucking crush it. Like, the conversation would be so funny. Everybody would be on point. One-liners flying back and forth. Good bits, do a stunt or something. And I'm like, all right, that had to have made the internet happy. And then you go on Reddit and the like listening thread post or whatever for that day, zero posts. Like, if people are happy, they just like keep it to themselves. And then when they hate something, like, oh, I have to let everybody know how much I hated this so they think I'm so cool and tough to please. I really do think that's kind of what the internet is. It's also kind of like customer service, right? Like, nobody calls customer service to, like, pat them on the back. You call customer service because you're fucking pissed. And that's kind of what the internet has become. It's just, you know, it's a public forum to complain. That's kind of why sometimes on social media, I'll, like, you know, reply to somebody's post and be like, man, that was fucking great. You killed it. Or, you know, just put some sort of positivity out there. And then sometimes people
sometimes
reply to that.
Content.
Yeah. And then people will reply to that and be like, ooh, ass kisser. It's like, hey, I forgot. No positivity allowed. Fuck me. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not sure
who
trashed Dune, but I liked it for what it's worth. I mean, it's
Jeff's
long.
A tough customer.
Jimmy Kimmel made it actually one of the few funny jokes he made last night during the Academy Awards, is just how all movies are now super fucking long, and it's kind of crazy. This one, very long as well. But I didn't... I mean, I went and saw it at 8:30. I rarely am up past 9 o'clock, and
oh my
I had
God.
Trouble. I had no trouble, like, making it through. Like, it was good.
Yeah, there you go. Jeff's a tough customer. He gives it the thumbs up. 4.5 wieners went into his mouth.
I wonder if those people like who trashed like the first one and were like massively let down by the second.
I would guess no. Like, how do you?
Yeah, but why do you watch a 2-hour and 45-minute movie if you didn't like the first?
That's also a strong point. I don't know. Sometimes it breaks the brain to try and think of. Well, in closing, the movie that I went and saw while the Oscars were on, I went and saw Kung Fu Panda 4. I know. Fuck me. I like those movies, man. They're
by
fun.
Yourself, I'm assuming?
No, Carl went.
All right. Well, okay. That's at least it. I think it's extremely creepy and inappropriate for you to go to children's movies by yourselves, especially now.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad that one time when Josh and I got ripped and went and saw Wreck-It Ralph at the El Capitan.
At the El Capitan.
Yeah.
Because like, at a matinee, like the middle of the day.
I saw, I think, the first time I ever went to the El Capitan, which it's on Hollywood Boulevard. It's a one-screen theater. I believe it's owned by Disney now. And it's like across the street from the Chinese theater. It's like right on that strip. And I went there one time to see Nightmare Before Christmas, and it was fucking nuts. Like the inside of the theater, they had all these props. They had fucking trees up in the like the balcony area. They had, every time it snowed in the movie, they poured fake snow in your seat, so it would like snow in the theater. And I'm like, this is so fucking cool. What a fun way to see a movie. So then when Wreck-It Ralph came out, I was like, well, I got to see what they're going to do for this. Like, this will be sick. Josh and I got tickets, got stoned off our asses. We go in there. It was like a Chuck E. Cheese. Nothing but fucking children in the seats. And then their like added element of that showing, like, oh, what are they going to do? It snowed in fucking Nightmare Before Christmas. What's Wreck-It Ralph going to be? A guy in a Wreck-It Ralph suit came out and did a dance and sing-along. And I was like, dude, we made a fucking terrible decision. This looks, we look like kid touchers right now. This is bad. But we stayed and watched the movie.
Nice.
And that's kind of how it was with Wreck-It Ralph. I was like sometimes going to this mall, it is popular. And it's taken us one time, it took us 40 minutes to find a parking space. Which was hell. It was fucking hell. So I was like, maybe it will be less busy today because it's the Oscars and it's an industry town and everybody will be at home watching the Oscars or going to Oscars parties. And that kind of was the case. You know, we got parking real easily and the theater was filled with children, young enough to the point where they didn't know how to behave in movie theaters. And this couple behind me brought their kid and she kept whining. When the movie started, I just kept hearing her going like, no, no, and getting like all antsy and fidgeting. And they must have like picked her up and put her on someone's lap who was sitting behind me, because like 15 minutes into the movie, this little kid sneezed directly on top of my head. Like I felt my hair blow. And I was like, this motherfucker sneezed on me. I turned around and looked, and the mom was like, hey, sorry. Your kid sneezed on my head. I should get one free cough right in your mouth. Laws of the jungle. Come on. Open up. I'm coughing on you. But I let it slide. And then like 10 minutes later, the kid sneezed on my head again. And then they just bounced. They just got up and left. But movie wise, I think the first Kung Fu Panda is fucking sick. Like, I know it's a kid's movie. I know it's animated. But I'm betting if you ate a gummy or smoked a little bit and put that movie on, you would enjoy yourself. They're funny. There's good, like, action. There is kung fu in them, and it's kind of fun to watch. They do get a little worse as they go on, and it's been a decent amount of time between the third one and this one. And it was fine. It was fun. Carl had no interest. She thinks those movies are stupid. But when we walked out, she was like, that was better than I thought it was going to be. She's like, it wasn't great, but it was fine. It was a nice way to spend 90 minutes. Jack Black's good.
How much money do you think he's made off of those movies?
Ooh. A lot.
A significant amount.
And I dare I say he deserves every penny. I think Jack Black is fucking awesome.
I feel like Jack Black has one of the highest approval rates in Hollywood.
I'd hope so.
I haven't heard anyone say anything bad about him. I don't know about like within the industry yet. That's not, I mean, I just have never talked to someone about Jack Black and they'd be like, you know, fuck Jack Black. He sucks.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard that. I've heard, you know, industry rumblings. I've met him twice and I didn't have like strong interactions with him. I was mostly just like engineering with him in studio at like the super old LA Sirius XM studios. But he was fucking cool. He was nice. I've heard nothing but good things about him, like from people that have worked with him.
Yeah.
And honestly, this might sound like I'm fucking talking shit, but I legitimately, the first thing I ever saw him in was I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, when he plays like a white guy with dreads who tries to sell them weed when they get to the island. And I was like, I don't know why, but I fucking like this guy. And I think
the first thing I saw him in was that movie Airborne with Seth Green's in it. I don't even know who the star is.
I don't even think I've seen
but
that.
I know you
have talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the group chat because I think it's kind of a what the fuck did you.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did I just watch Candidate? But I
it
actually
is more,
like,
most
think
definitely.
It's a good movie. Like, the roller, I actually like it.
The rollerblade movie. This one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I do kind of want to watch this now.
So what do you know about that movie? You're laughing, but again, I haven't seen it in years, but as I watch it, it's like, okay.
I mean.
All right. I get it. Like, fair enough. Like, it's not the tightest story, but it's not that ridiculous.
I'd watch it. I mean, I haven't seen it in a million years, but that skate movie Grind, I used to like that. And I'm sure if I watch that nowadays, I'd be like, young Kevin, what the fuck were you thinking? That movie where like Bam Margera makes a cameo.
It isn't that much like dependent on like skating. So like this California kid has to, I don't know, he has to like go out to Ohio and stay with his cousins because his parents
and
are like away.
It's not even, it's downhill rollerblading. It's not even like.
Yeah, it's not like trick shit.
Yeah,
it's
downhill.
Pretty much, it's pretty much like the what you're talking about, the skating is almost like, what's the old motorcycle video game?
Road Rash.
Oh, yeah.
Where you hit the chains and shit. Yeah, Road Rash.
It's roller hockey and downhill rollerblading. That's what Airborne is about. Don't let the name fool you.
Yeah. I actually, like, unironically really enjoyed that movie. I haven't seen it in years, though.
Quite a few times as a kid. So
really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to cross my fingers that it's on Tubi.
When did that come out?
Because
that's when I first saw Jack Black in.
93.
Oh, when did I Know What You Did Last Summer came out? Wow, that was in 2000s, right?
It might be, yeah. I Still Know What You Did. Oh, 98. So 5 years later.
Cable Guy was 96. That's where I saw the Cable Guy before I saw Airborne.
Okay, no, I saw Airborne first, I think. I guess I don't know.
Well, I guess in closing, what I'll say about Kung Fu Panda 4 is if you like Jack Black and you like the previous ones, you're not going to be bummed out that you spent 90 minutes watching it. It still has its fun moments. Not as many, but I'll suck like 3.25 panda dicks. I'm glad they made it. Didn't have the same spark, the same magic, but I like seeing that fucking chubby panda go on adventures. It's fun. I like having a little innocent fun every now and then in between all of my poo-poo and wiener jokes and fucking drinking cow piss. God damn it! All right, well, I hope you guys all enjoyed yourselves. I have to run and go buy some cow piss off the internet. But if you need more MSPH in your life, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour. Some really, really good stuff going on there that we're all very, very proud of, and we would love for you to hear it. I actually was on the movie night Patreon and went to switch back and forth. So I looked at our MSPH page for the first time through the paywall. And it says we have over 1,700 posts on there. So if you've never been on our Patreon, there is so much stuff to listen to and watch. And I'm not just sitting here farting in my own mouth. It's fucking good. There's really good shit there. So check it out. Patreon.com/Mad Scientist Party Hour. You can also follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kevin Kraft.
At Shuddy Boy.
At Jeff for Records.
And at MSPH Podcast. And if you haven't, at John Cooper Movie, please follow. Every follow that page gets when it comes time to sell it, which is going to be soon. Every follower we get makes us look that much cooler and increases the odds of it actually getting sold. So check it out. Trying to put updates up there every week or so just to keep the momentum going until it comes out. And then I can post some stuff, some real good behind the scenes stuff that, you know, I don't want to spoil anything. I want all the jokes to be fresh when you see it for the first time. So there's like this treasure trove of pictures that I'm waiting to post that I just can't do yet. And let's see, patreon.com/movie night with Kevin. If you want to check that out and help a homie out. And Outkick Bets with Jeff Clark. I smell a fucking turnaround. You're going to get all your rent back, Jeff.
I fucking need it, man. I fucking need it. Rent only ensuing only 20 days. So I need to go back on a heater or else I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. Just kidding, mostly. Not about the cold streak, but I've been giving out some pretty good golf analysis. Got close to hitting an outright last week. Got the Players' Championship this week. Should be hitting the Outkick Bets podcast feed tomorrow. Still working on who will be a guest for that. So you'll be hearing mostly golf content, some NBA stuff, though, and college basketball on the horizon. So either way, go to Outkick Bets. Follow Outkick Bets for some of my gambling content.
Fuck yeah. Do it. And
That's a great Starsky and Hutch reference. Good. I love it.
And if you would like to see these episodes, you can see the embarrassing pictures that Shuddy shared of him and myself and Dominic, youtube.com/Mad Scientist Party Hour. You can also see...
You should rephrase that. Dominic is probably the only one that was not embarrassing in those pictures.
Yeah, because Dominic doesn't change. So he still looks exactly like that, still dresses exactly like that. I have my fucking studded wristband on and I'm like pointing at the camera. I was like, I'm gonna try this thing where I point at the camera in pictures now because I'm gonna look so cool doing that. Look like a fucking...
And you have three hoops in one ear.
Look like a fucking dickhead.
I definitely did too with my bleach blonde hair,
yeah,
yellow fleece and puka shell necklace. That was...
But hey, our YouTube has other
2001
gems.
Shuddy Boy.
Our YouTube's got Jeff paying the piper for losing last year's Oscar bet. The sewer stroming, the toxic waste smelling fermented herring, that's on there. And then the cow piss, that'll be on there too. So much
hey,
gross
listen,
shit.
While we're talking about the cow piss.
Oh boy.
I'm going to hold your feet. I'm going to do something that's going to allow us to hold your feet to the fire.
Oh, please.
When do you plan? How soon are you ordering this?
When I'm back from Florida. We're going to do the I'm not going to drag my feet on this. I'm going to get it over with.
Okay, so...
Actually, you know what? There is a part of me that wants to wait until the movie is completely done. That way, if I do die, I at least get to see my completed film.
But dying before it gets released might...
Yeah.
Might help it.
I mean, look at Picasso. Yeah. No one gave a shit about him until he died, right?
I think Van Gogh is more...
Oh, yeah.
I think Picasso was famous while he was alive.
Yeah,
it was Van Gogh,
right.
That
yeah.
Really.
I think all the artists are. I think you guys are thinking of Edgar Allan Poe.
What?
What?
You know when he painted the Mona Lisa?
You are correct, Jeff. Edgar Allan Poe was not famous till after he died as well. But
yeah, no, like Van Gogh and Picasso, like artists were fucking rock stars back in the day.
No. Van Gogh definitely
not Van
was not.
I think he was.
He was not.
He probably was.
Well, hear how this debate plays out on our Patreon.
That was such a great way to end the episode.
It really was.
Thinking about it, growling.
Yeah. I thought Van Gogh was famous. He's 37 when he died.
All right, we're ending on a high note. Thanks for listening, everybody. But until next time, something. Okay. That appears to be in working order. Where is the fucking... Oh, here we go. Here we go. Open Zoom. Spread cheeks. Poop pants.
I'm a soft three. Eat that daddy dick. Eat that daddy dick. Pretty much how I feel.
Not me. I'm on cloud nine today.
I'm a fucking cock. I'm a goddamn cock.
Did they give you your entire year's subscription to Playgirl all at once?
Sure, we can say that if that'll make you feel better. For I love me a fucking ding dong. Why am I getting hit with shrapnel? Why can't you just go after Jeff?
Okay.
Don't use me as a shield. I am a necrophiliac.
Jeff is my human shield.
It's between you two pussies. You guys deal with it.
I could fucking go through concrete right now. You have me so hard.
I guess this morning.
How are you, fine gentlemen, doing today?
Good. I'm good.
Not well, I'll tell you that. I just had the worst week of betting the NBA in my entire life. It was fucking torture. It was torture. It was death by a million paper cuts.
Was it worse than the old MSPH betting curse?
Way worse. It was brutal. Oh. It was brutal.
Man. Well,
sometimes like I need to go get some more marijuana for this. Hang on.
Sometimes life teaches you lessons, Jeff. So next time, bet on the right team.
That's great. That's great advice. Thank you. I lost like 5 Ren checks.
Oh,
4 Ren checks.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
let me
God.
Tell you. Let me tell you, listeners. Rent is not cheap out here in Long Beach, California.
No, it is not. So, are you ready to activate your secret identity and be Clark Jeff and move to Canada?
I'm going to start an OnlyFans.
OnlyFans performer / beaver farmer.
I'm gonna start a Patreon spinoff where I just review movies.
let me tell you from firsthand experience, that is not going to solve your problems.
The first movie I'll be reviewing will be Judgment Night.
Oh wow, that's like the happy medium of movie night and what the fuck did I just watch? It's like one does all shitty movies, one does 5 dickers, and one does mediocre movies that everybody forgot about.
Oh, next.
Except Judgment Night was featured on What the Fuck Did I Just Watch?
Oh, that's true.
All right.
Stay in your fucking lane, Jeff.
All right, I won't do that one. Instead, I will do Paul Giamatti's second best movie, The Negotiator.
Or you could do Armageddon.
Welcome to my Patreon, yeah, where I cut body parts off with a cigar cutter every week.
Yeah. So Armageddon will be the 50th episode.
Does that thumping, like, was that fun money or was that like, is that borderline problem town?
I mean, both.
Like the way I envision it is you have like this secret stash of gambling money that you kind of just gamble with. And
let's just say I'm doing the show this week from money, Costa Rica.
That gambling money does not affect your day-to-day life.
Yeah, that's mostly accurate. I will say that Secret Stash is directly connected to my checking account. And
and so if you need to dip into the checking account, you yes. are able to. Okay.
Let's just say that Cheech can't pay the rent either.
Those five brutal. Rent checks I've taken have all been all my brothers.
Yeah. It was not a fun week.
God damn.
I mean, how does that affect your employment situation?
They don't give a fuck. They actually, because it's basketball, they would probably hope that I learned a lesson and would stop writing about basketball since they all hate it so much. It's a little too
much color going on.
A little too diverse. Urban. A little too urban for how Kick will say. But yeah, very, very disappointing. I almost hit a golf outright, which would have just completely saved me. But the guy that I bet finished second because the guy who won the tournament, who is the best golfer in the world, but can't putt or shit, hit nine straight putts at one point. And if he's going to hit nine straight putts, no one could beat him. And that's what happened.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. I just had a brownout. That probably means I lost my connection to Jeff and Shuddy. I should text them. Wow, the recording's still going. Maybe I should start and stop just in case there was some sort of a power surge. Check, check, check. Okay.
Yeah, we're on the same page. It looks like we did the same thing.
Fucking.
I went one. Well, I'll just talk about it when we.
Hey, Poopy Pants.
When we get to it. I thought they had like a racial undertone.
First of all, brownout, Jeff and I both thought that you were doing exactly what you're doing now and just hadn't moved for a bit, like looking at notes in your phone. So we were both talking like you were still here. And then you sent that text and I said, oh, Kevin has a brownout.
I was like, oh, you shouldn't say that.
And he's like, oh, I wasn't even going to say anything because I didn't know what that was. So I thought it was racial.
Kevin's getting beat up by Mexicans? Oh, no.
Jeff, how have you made it this far in life?
How do you live in Southern California and not know what a brownout is? I feel like that's a common thing in the summer out there.
Yeah, how do we have so many drops of you saying things like, what's a mammal? What's a manatee? Do you think I know what a herring means? What's a brownout? And haven't reached a point in life where you're like, oh, look at this, blue Gatorade, and drank a bottle of antifreeze.
Oh, well, it's mostly an act. Actually, no, it's not. I am kind of dumb when it comes to things. Just, you know, I was just good at taking tests, and I followed the rules.
Ow.
I got a little bit of Forrest Gump to me, where it's just like, I listen to the drill sergeant, and I get it done. What's your sole purpose in this army, Gump? Do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant. God damn it, you're gonna be a general one day. Again.
No,
okay, he just wasn't moving. What are you doing?
I'm looking over notes.
Oh.
Man. The New York Giants suck so fucking bad.
Wait, isn't football over? What are you talking about?
Oh, no, we'll talk about... Wait, no. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this main episode. That's why I'm all decked out.
We have to talk about fucking sports.
It's fucking mid-season.
God.
Well, how much do you want to spend on the Oscars, Kevin?
Not very long. In fact, we don't even have to bring it up.
Well.
All right, let's see.
Oh, man.
Oh.
You guys see this new trend where, like, fans, MMA fans, are, like, going, like, to these exhibits and allowing fighters to kick them in the leg because they want to see how it feels?
I saw the one of the that John Jones did.
Yeah.
On kid that boy, on little crutches. Frat boy.
Yeah. Kid ended up on crutches. I think I thought Sean Strickland got someone too. Well, got someone. I kicked someone based on their request. Man.
All right, let's see here. Shuddy, can I have record permission?
You may have record permission.
Man, I miss queuing that music up for whenever Chewy Lee would call in.
Recording in progress.
And now Google nuked our fucking Google voice line. And we can't even...
Did you ever find out why?
No.
Did you... Try logging in.
If I had a guess, I would say it's a brownout.
Nope.
Did I use that right?
Nope. No?
Okay. It's not sure. It's just, is it like a region wide?
We'll cover this.
Unplug
we'll cover
and plug back in.
We'll get to that. Let's see. All right. Whatever. Well.
I mean, just trying to make me feel dumb or look dumb because you're small, Kevin. Because you're a fucking small person.
Yeah, good one.
I'm a soft three. From Los Angeles, California, where the Mad Scientist Party are.